Blog Talk Radio.
Can I be real? Sometimes when you come to your house, you wonder, did he leave you out? Just remember, our God is not surprised about the problem that's stressing you out. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. But please believe he's a God that never failed, never failed, never, never failed us. Our God is big, so strong and mighty, and his plan for me.
I got it. We have the victory. Welcome to the latest edition of Reaching Higher, where you're going to hear a lot of new music from new projects. And we just started with My God is Big, new from Karen Clark Sheard. And it's new because it's time for you to go to all of those places you shop for music and pick up these projects. Stay with me. We're going to have a little church, a little praise, a little bit of worship. And who knows, we may even have a little bit of word before we get through. You're listening to Reaching Higher, and this is your host, Carlton Burgess.
Father, I pray for every family today. Lord, we all agree. Now, you agree with me. We all agree for every family to be complete. I mean by that, every member of that family born again, spirit-filled, turned on to you, We thank you for the master plan for every father, mother, and child today, that they would know exactly what your plan is for their lives and walk in it. We want to know. Just tell the Lord right now, Lord, I want to know your plan. Reveal your plan to me. I want to know it. In Jesus' name.
To trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon him.
Bless the Lord,
oh my.
Yes, brand new music from Richard Smallwood. That one is called The Vision Medley. You're listening to Reaching Higher, and today I'm coming to you live from the Burgess School of the Arts in beautiful Tampa, Florida, in a section we love called Ybor City. Stay tuned. More great music and brand new music from Anthony Brown coming up right after this message. Tell us your name. Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess, okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance.
You thought I was to die for. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil.
Brown, brand new music. That's definitely a hit. Worth it. Thank you for listening. This is Carlton Burgess, your host. And we're going to continue with a song from Anita Wilson. And it's That's What He's Done For Me.
To be, it took
Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess, okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance.
Here's brand new music from Karen Clark Shear. My words have power.
Oh! All right, company, we're gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah! Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
My words have power.
Yeah.
To defeat the enemy.
Your challenge under your feet.
Those same words have power.
Those same words.
To speak life and prosperity.
Go on and speak it. Gave you dominion.
I can move mountains by the words that I speak.
Yes, you can.
By the power in that's in me.
God gave you power.
I can speak God's favor in that's in all me.
Decree the favor.
I know my word.
Your word.
My word.
Got what?
Have power.
Ah, I hear you. Everybody, come on. Put your hands together like this. Yeah. All right, Karen. You got it.
Yes, I can. pray by saying the confession of your mouth is very powerful, or by taking God-inspired action. When you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you're releasing your faith. You're believing that God's way is greater than your way, and you're going to follow Him and do what He says to do, even though maybe you don't quite understand it. You know, life can sometimes be rather violent. I think most people today would say that we live in a rather violent society. You hear about all kinds of horrific things happening on a regular basis. A man can think he's going to retire at a certain job and all of a sudden lose that job. A young woman with three children is diagnosed with cancer. A teenage girl gets pregnant. There's a shooting at school. On and on and on and on. A hurricane destroys a town and suddenly someone's parents or friends have no home. We need to help them, but we feel pressured because we really need a lot of help ourselves. There's no extra money. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? You know, I think the worst question, the dumbest question, but the dumbest question that we ask when we're in trouble is, what can I do? The question to ask is, what can God do? Not what can I do, but what can God do? With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God's always got a way. God's always got a plan. No matter how violent society gets, we can be more violent in the Spirit. Matthew 11, verse 12. I really want to build your faith today in the power of simple, believing prayer. Actually, I kept this book until now to tell you about. I wrote this book a few years ago, but I had them bring copies of it this weekend. It's called The Power of Simple Prayer. You see, I think we complicate prayer. And prayers don't have to be long. They don't have to be eloquent. They don't have to be fancy. You don't have to be in a certain position or a certain posture. You don't have to be in a quiet place. And when you learn how simple prayer is, that it's just like breathing and it needs to be part of everything that you do, where you have this continual conversation, this continual fellowship with Christ, that's what intimacy with God is. If you want to be intimate with God, then you don't just only talk to Him when you have a disaster. You realize that without Him, you are a walking disaster. And you don't just wait until you have trouble to pray. You pray ahead of time that you come not into temptation. You pray ahead of time. If something happens today that I'm not expecting, God, I pray that You would help me be stable and represent You well. There's so many great things to pray for yourself and for people. You know, I got up this morning at, 20 after 6. And so I got over here about, 20 to 10, and I can safely say that by the time I got here, I'd already been praying 3 hours. Now, that could sound so spiritual, but not once was I on my knees. Not once did I have my hands folded or my head bowed. Not that that's wrong. That's great to take time to do that, too. But I was just praying my way through everything that I did. I was praying for you. I was praying for me. I was praying for strength as I put out strength. I prayed for my kids. I prayed for our partners. You know, if we would just learn how valuable this simple, powerful prayer is. Do you know what makes prayer powerful? Believing. Just simple believing. And have you ever noticed that the devil wants you not, even if you pray, the devil wants you not to believe that it's doing any good? Do you ever feel that when you pray? I do. It's like, devil, when are you going to shut up? I'm going to pray. But I'll hear this little lie. They ain't doing any good. They ain't doing any good. They ain't doing any good. You know why? Because sometimes we think, well, I didn't feel anything, had no goosebumps, didn't feel anything warm, didn't feel a breeze. Come on, am I telling the truth? But to be committed to a life of prayer, whether you feel anything or not, if you pay attention, you'll see the results of your prayers everywhere. Everywhere. Matter of fact, it might do you good to keep a little journal, and every time you notice that God's answered a prayer that you've prayed, and sometimes He answers them after you've forgotten that you prayed it. Jesus left us His name. Now we can go to the Father in His name. And the Bible says in the Amplified Translation that when we go to the Father in Jesus' name, we are presenting to God all that Jesus is. What a powerful tool. Every failure is a prayer failure. I think I could even go so far as to say to not pray is sin. Don't overly spiritualize it to where you make it something that it's not. Don't ever say, well, when I pray, I'll pray about that. Just pray. Pray right now. Prayer just means asking. That's what it means, asking. Or making a demand, a reverent demand on what is already yours and is already in the bank for you. When you pray, it's like using your debit card against an account that never runs dry. Come on. Man, you'd all get so excited if somebody said, I'm going to give you this debit card. There's no limit on how many times you can use it. No matter how many times you use it, the account never runs dry. I mean, we'd be at that bank ATM every time we turned around. How many of you need this encouragement about prayer today? You know, sometimes it's the simple foundational things that we let go of that are so important. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Even if you just notice that the enemy is aggravating you, just simply say, Jesus. That's enough to get rid of him. Use the name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus. Matthew 11:12, I love this. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault. And violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Wow. So, if you study both of those words, violent, in the Greek, they mean two different things. They're two different Greek words. The kingdom of God has suffered assault and attack, which it has, by the enemy and his demonic host. He's always attacking God's people, trying to keep them from growing, trying to keep them from being obedient, trying to keep them down. But the violent, and that word means the energetic.
I'm so tired. I need somebody to encourage me.
Well, you know what? If you don't have anybody, then stir yourself up in the Lord. You know, when I hit about Saturday morning in these conferences, and you got to understand, this is not my first rodeo here. I mean, I've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years. And I'm telling you, sometimes by Saturday morning, I am like, well, how do I get from that mess to what I show up like? Not because you're all in my hotel room encouraging me. I'm in there by myself. Totally by myself. So tired I can't hardly see, wondering if my brain is going to work, not feeling at all anointed. But you can encourage yourself. You can stir yourself up in the Lord. And if you're always waiting for somebody else to make you happy, come on, take responsibility for your own joy. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, our Cardinal baseball team is in the playoffs, and of course, you know, Dave's a fanatic, baseball fanatic, golf fanatic, football fanatic. If it bounces, Dave loves it. And you know, when I get home from my conferences, I need a little TLC, and I always want to go get a hot meal, and I'm pretty tired, so it's important to me who I'm with, because I want to be with somebody that's not going to require much out of me, you know. And even somebody that I don't have to talk too much if I don't want to, because believe it or not, by the time I leave here, I'm just talked out. So, I get none of that today. Because when I get home, my son is picking my husband up at the airport with his cardinal shirt, with his cardinal hat, and they are leaving me there and heading down to the ballpark. So I told Dave, now I've got to rent a friend to have lunch. And Lord have mercy, I can remember when that would have made me so mad. I would have been so mad at him. I would have ruined yesterday, today. I would have ruined tomorrow. I would have been mad into the middle of next week. And although we should strive to make one another happy, my joy is not his job. And what I just said right now can save you 1,000 days of misery. If you just realize that when you let somebody else steal your joy, you are playing right into the enemy's hands. Amen? So I got somebody to go to lunch with, and I'm going to take them and buy them a present. And you know what? When you stop thinking about yourself all the time and start doing things for other people, the devil cannot keep you down. He cannot keep you down. So, the energetic. The kingdom of God has suffered violent assault, but the energetic take it by force. Don't be too lazy to pray. All things are possible with God.
You are the God who shall prevail.
You are the God.
Yes, Maurette Brown Clark joining Anthony Brown. Brand new track from him. I love that one also. I appreciate your listening today. Here's a date for you to save. April 7th through the 9th, 2016. Again, April 7th through the 9th, 2016. We'll be in Atlanta, Georgia for the 4th Hymn Lovers Conference. Again, the Hymn Lovers Conference is in Atlanta, Georgia, April 7th through 9th, 2016. And we're looking forward to a great time of celebrating hymns, music, performances, ministry, classes. I'll tell you more about it. And you can go to our website and register and find out what exactly the Hymn Lovers Conference is all about. Go to www.hymnloversconferenceatl.com/com. Again, that's hymnloversconference.com. Go there and get information and be an early bird register and save money. Thank you again for listening.